If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What dark deeds unfold on the streets of Arkham? And which unwitting souls, innocent or impure, will succumb to the maddening call? The Call of Cthulhu.
Experience the unknowable horror and black comedy of Nerdy Show's Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, an RPG audio drama. Find it at CthulhuMystery.com or wherever you procure fine podcasts.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. And to learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Welcome to Nerdy Show, a weekly podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom. From comics and video games to science and technology, if it's geeky, we've got it covered. Hi, I'm Cap.
Hey, I'm Brandon.
I'm Boar.
I'm Trench.
And this episode, well, this is our first episode of a normal, quote-unquote normal episode of Nerdy Show, such as that, you know.
Yeah, what does normal mean?
I don't know what that means anymore. The past month, Boar has been away in Spain.
España.
Ooh. And
that means bathroom, right?
See,
Banya.
It's disrespectful to a whole country, but yeah, it does mean bathroom.
Yay! No comment. But in turn, I have been doing all Cap's episodes or solo shows, just me.
Oh, because your name is Cap.
Yeah.
That's clever. I just got it.
Yeah. Wait, what's the second Cap?
What?
I mean, it's plural.
Oh. Well, multiple episodes. Let's say that.
Okay.
There were four episodes.
Let's roll with that.
Okay,
yeah. That makes sense.
I mean, it doesn't. It's because it started as me being like, all right, so I got a lot of projects I'm working on. Let me just churn out something real quick and dirty, blah, blah, blah. Here we go. First two episodes, relatively fine. And then I thought, oh, I'll do a call-in episode, and I'll have people dial in the Nerdy Show number, and we'll talk to random people. And that went pretty good. That's episode 3. And hey, folks, I know what the numbers are. I know that half of everyone who normally listens to an episode of Nerdy Show tuned in to all caps, but you should definitely check out episodes 3 and 4 because you will enjoy them. Episode 3 is called A Game of Telephones. That's the call-in episode. And then following that call-in episode, I thought, why not a call-in episode? And therefore, the following episode is myself and long-lost Nerdy Show host Colin Peterson catching up.
Oh, I see what you did there. So don't watch episode 1 or 2 because those are garbage, but watch 3 and 4 is what you're saying.
They're fine. There is a degree of thematic continuity.
I'm just gonna be honest, I haven't listened to them, the first two.
Why am I not surprised?
I just assume it's you sitting in a room alone by yourself just chatting it up, and it's just no one else there.
I think your assumption is correct.
Just talking in a microphone for
hence
an hour,
the entire premise
just,
of the...
just improvising, just winging it.
They're short, and you are correct for the first two episodes. but me rambling very self-consciously out into the void is part of the narrative that leads to the eventual third and fourth episodes. It's a sort of inadvertent continuity that I created in having this discussion. Anyway, regardless, give it a listen if you haven't. I know that if it says Nerdy Show episode blah blah blah, then you will listen to more of them. So hey, why not go back and check out what you've been missing out on? Anyway, we're going to be talking about Poor's much famed, much spoken of trip to España in this episode, as well as other nerd shit that we have been up to, checking out, and or doing, screwing, and kerblooing.
And chewing.
And yeah. Chewing. Yeah, we're definitely chewing. What are we chewing on right now?
I brought in some Spanish potato chips that are fried egg flavored. Huevo frito.
I just want to say I tried one and they do taste like fried eggs, but I do
can
not
confirm.
I don't like.
I don't know how or why
I don't
someone
chew
thought,
them.
Let's put the taste of fried egg into a potato chip.
Well, I've got some news for you.
It's all right.
This is the second egg chip that I've ever had.
Really?
The first one was an Eggs Benedict chip from Japan that was...
Well, at least that one would have, like, you know, some
seasoning.
Hollandaise sauce, maybe a little bit of ham flavor.
It did have a little bit of ham flavor, and certainly the attempt at Hollandaise was there. But the thing that killed those chips was the egg, because it tasted more like a note of sulfur rather than...
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, they were not great.
A spoiled egg.
In the forthcoming Dungeons and Doritos Q&A number 2, you can hear us... review those chips, and they are unpleasant. But these ones, I mean, they truth in advertising, they are what they taste like.
They don't taste bad.
No.
They just taste like eggs, like fried eggs. And and that makes you wonder, that's not bad, but why?
I do not find them appealing.
If that was a banana chip.
I was going to say, I wish there were banana chips. That joke would have killed.
Right?
Yeah.
Shit, what's a good egg joke we can say?
I can't think of a good one to crack.
They weren't very excellent.
That was an excellent attempt.
Thank you.
All joking aside, we do
can
have
we talk about this extraordinary tea?
Yeah, let's please do that. So there's a chain of tea restaurants, let's say, in China called Royal Tea. And the first one in the United States has recently opened here in Orlando, Florida. And they specialize in something highly unusual. It's a cheese tea.
Yes, and it sounds fucking disgusting.
It does sound gross, but the reality is
it's pretty delicious.
Pretty good, yeah.
Can I attempt to describe
Please
it?
Do.
I'm not good with descriptors, but... So, it's like if you had cream cheese whipped into a soft, frothy foam, and you add some salt to it, make it pretty salty, and then you dump that foam on top of a very sweet drink.
Like a latte.
Yeah, and then when you're drinking it, the sweetness flows through the salty foam, hence creating a sweet and salty flavor. And by itself, I think it might be weird, but as a combination, they're playing on the whole sweet and salty thing, which makes everything taste better.
Mm-hmm.
And it works really well. It's going to give me diarrhea massively because I just started drinking it like 20 minutes ago and my stomach is rumbling. There's a lot of dairy in this. There used to be an ice cream place that we went to called Jackson's, and it was...
There still is. It's in Dayton, Florida.
I just haven't been there.
It's been featured heavily on the Food Network. It's a great place.
But the same kind of trope where, well, it's kind of mediocre ice cream, but they give you really, really salty popcorn, like free popcorn, all the popcorn you can eat. So when you eat the salty popcorn and then eat the really sweet ice cream, the ice cream tastes so much better than it should. And I think they're kind of playing to that gimmick. This might just be mediocre tea, but because it's salty and sweet, it tastes a lot better. Anyway, it's pretty good. There's a lot of dairy, though. And if I disappear randomly in the next couple minutes, it's because I have diarrhea.
Okay.
I want you to know that.
I acknowledge.
Just a stream.
Well, no,
taking
I mean,
it to Brown Town.
Yep.
Are you dropping the kids off at the
dropping
pool?
Dropping the kids off at
the pool. There will be no kids.
Taking the Browns to the Super Bowl.
Those kids have been liquefied.
Liquefied kids coming out. I can't stop drinking it, though. I know it's hurting me, but I keep drinking it. Here's my crit. Oh, you know what? I'm going to criticize the company.
That was the last episode we were on, because we were talking about how long it's been on since we were on an episode. You were hurting yourself.
You, Trench, and you, Brandon, together.
Is that when we were eating the food pills and we kept drinking lemon juice?
You kept drinking the fucking lemon juice.
It was really delicious. But okay, so
only because your tongue was coated with fucking
miracle berry.
Yeah,
that's fine. So my biggest problem with this company, Royal Tea, I'm looking at you, China. Their cups are
You can say whatever you want about another country, but as soon as I just make a random joke,
I didn't call them a bathroom. Although China in Chinese does mean bathroom, but honestly,
now we're even, Brandon.
The plastic cups they give you for their tea are so. Are so unnecessarily thick.
Oh yeah,
that there's, and I looked at them. They're number fives, and because I work for a company that deals with number fives, they will not go to a normal recycling plant. That you need to go to a special facility to recycle number fives. So all of their super duper like half inch thick fucking plastic cups are going to wind up in a landfill because it's a throwaway.
Yeah, these are premium cups. They'd be you could keep them forever.
Thick.
And if you went into a store, it wouldn't be crazy for you to buy something at this exact same quality. In fact, as expensive as Royal Tea is, you might as well. well be.
But I can picture everyone there like as in a Starbucks. It's just there's a ton of people. You get your drink, you throw it away.
Right.
Speaking of Starbucks and how expensive Royal Tea is, it's cheaper than Starbucks.
Oh, it's way. And it tastes way better.
I don't typically go to specialty drink restaurants, but
Are they called restaurants if they just sell drinks?
I don't fucking know. But I do agree with you. It is really, really, really fucking wasteful, which makes me feel terrible for how delicious I like
they
everything.
They could use
that
normal biodegradable cups.
They fucking could.
But it's just tea. It's cold tea. It doesn't need to be in anything
and perfect,
special.
To be perfectly honest, aside from the price tag, which admittedly is cheaper than average for these kind of things, that would be a number one thing that stops me from going there. But I am in...
I can't stop drinking it despite me bashing the cup. It's fucking delicious.
Well done, Royal Tea. The cheese tea is fascinating. Bor, what do you think?
I'm with Brandon in that I love it. It's good.
Yeah.
I got a matcha, a green matcha latte.
I don't know if it's worth driving half an hour to get one.
Well, I live right near it, so not for you, maybe.
I guess round trip, it'd be more like an hour for me, so probably not worth that. But if I'm driving by and, you know, I feel like dealing with their awful parking lot, then I'll be like, yeah, let's stop and get one.
You're in the town. You want a party.
Yeah.
And you get...
You want a cheese party.
You
don't want to physically eat
if I want a nice creamy tea.
Yeah.
Then, you know, I don't know a better place to go.
Meanwhile, I'm just enjoying water.
Well, you're in a special water
diet. Yeah,
there
it is. Let me ooh. Yeah.
You're in a non
Yes.
You're on a diet where you don't eat food right now. Unless it's whey protein.
I more or less.
Whey.
Yes.
Whey.
I have breakfast, lunch, middle of the afternoon, and just before bed.
There's got to be a better way to lose weight.
Dinner is 700 calorie solid food.
It's a little high. I think you should go to 400. I think you can do 4. I think you can do 400. What's your total calorie intake for a day? What's your goal? What's your benchmark?
What do you bench, bro?
Yeah, what do you bench, bro? You're getting all that protein. What the fuck are you benching, yo?
100 Brandons.
100 Brandons? Well, that's like 5 pounds. Well, after this tea. After my diarrhea, I'm going to be less than 5 pounds.
Well, aside from...
That's what we did today.
Yeah.
Drank tea together.
We did do that, yes.
Oh, I did go... I had a fancy tea party.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Brandon and myself and some friends went out and had a nice little soiree. Had an early mid-morning afternoon tea break, as is the tradition.
Yeah, it was reservation only. I'm sorry you didn't go, Matt. And I'm sorry, Bor, that you were out of town.
I was in Spain. Yeah.
I was probably in Maryland or New Jersey.
Yeah, so what we did was we, unbeknownst to me, dressed up ridiculous and went to a...
You didn't know that you were dressing up
That's his normal attire. That's the way he dresses every day.
I dressed up pretty, you know, all right. And then for, you know, Cap and... Eleanor and our other friends, they all dressed up like... Eleanor was wearing like a Russian general hat.
Yeah.
And a military
authentic
outfit.
Authentic Soviet military
And our other friend looked like she was out of Downton Abbey, but like if it was made in the 80s in Miami for some reason.
Yeah.
But anyway, we went to a place called the Tea Room Experience. Because, guys, I don't know if you know this about me, but I fucking love a good tea party. So
I don't know that.
We
about
go
you.
There, and I've got pictures. Maybe I'll put that up later. We go there, and...
I say, yeah, I'm having a hard time picturing that, because,
fancy
I mean,
teas.
Between the poop jokes and everything else, you have that very fine air of, you know, refinement about you.
I do.
You,
I mean, he's a living portrait.
You can smell my refinement coming out of me right now.
Of an English gentleman. This bathroom humor it's not represented in the costume dramas financed by American Hollywood, but in Britain, you see.
Thank you, David Attenborough, or Stephen Fry, whichever combination you're doing.
Brandon is a exceptional portrait of how they speak in the court.
So in layman terms, I hate myself and I'm trying to be something I'm not. but they bring you a whole list of teas and they're all fucking amazing. I had one called like cloud tea and I can't find it anywhere. It's the best tea I've ever had.
It's served by cloud people,
yeah,
obviously.
They steep your tea. You're all kind of mellow and quiet and then they bring you these little finger sandwiches. You get mini sandwiches and lavender cupcakes and it's a great time. And you just sit there and eat your fucking food and
sandwiches
tea.
Made of fingers, you say.
We met a lovely old couple there who
served
talked
by
about
cloud people, you say.
Oh, it was good. Anyway, yeah, I went to a tea
Sounds
house.
Like a nefarious place that needs to be shut down.
It might be a front. I'm not going to lie. It seemed a bit shady.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It is very...
It's open like 3 hours a day by reservation only. we went in and there's only like one other couple in there.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, how do they stay open? And it's a very, it's in an area that costs a lot to have a business there.
Ukrainian money laundering.
Yeah. The tea room experience is,
it was an experience.
It's a mother daughter business. They love tea party stuff, and they made this. This is actually a true story that they made this thing together. And it's as authentic as you could hope to have in the United States. But also with this bizarre novelty of, like, I don't know, the Americanized tea room where it says tea in gigantic letters behind you, you know, like, it's fine. You're not getting the authentic decor, but you are getting the authentic service.
And I was assuming I was going to have a fucking solid platinum teapot, but that didn't happen.
Excellent egg salad.
Sterling
sandwich.
Silver.
Oh, yeah. They had good sandwiches. Yeah, that was my tea room experience. I really want to go to a Japanese, like, tea
That's
ceremony.
A very different thing.
Yeah, they take that shit seriously. And I don't think we have one here.
And the British don't? How dare you, sir?
I mean,
I strike you with my glove.
Just saying. but I don't think we have one of those here, and I would love to do that.
I think we probably do.
All right. We'll have to do
that. The hunt
is
on.
What you doing there, Matt? What you eating?
This thing that was on the table.
I just random shit on the table.
I left some stuff that I brought back from Spain on the table for the three of you to consume.
De crema sabor tiramisu. I know what tiramisu is, but what is this?
It's a cookie with some shit on it.
I mean, crema is obviously cream, and sabor is obviously saber. So it's a knife.
It's a cream sabor.
it's
I really thought we were
there.
Done with the... Oh, God. It's covered in melted
Well,
chocolate.
Then we were, and then Boar went to Spain.
Yeah, I thought we're not going to eat any more food
I mean, yeah,
on this episode.
We were done until I went to Hungary, and we were done until Boar went to Spain, and we were done until Royal... I don't know. We love food.
Oh, shit. This is good. Have you had one of these yet, Boar?
Yeah.
All this shit is out
of
my reach.
Cap?
Can someone throw something to me? Oh, thank you very much.
Here, here's mine too, because I can't eat more than that.
Oh, fuck, okay. Here I go.
Oh, it's a tiramisu. It's like a slab of tiramisu on a cracker, and it's really good.
Well, that is delightful.
I can taste the dairy in my stomach from that.
Well, Matt, where you been? What you been doing? You mentioned a couple locations. You've been traveling a lot. You got a new job.
I did. I can't remember how long it's been since the last time I was on, but I went to...
A dog's age.
In June, I went to Bend, Oregon for a friend from high school's bachelor party. In July, I went to Idaho to the wedding, because it was in McCall, Idaho. And then I went to New Jersey for 3 weeks. So I start, you know, for the job. The job is traveling. And then
you get paid to travel, you say?
Yes, and install tracking devices in vans.
Wait, really?
Basically,
great.
Yeah.
He's an operative. He's a federal operative now.
You look like one
with my massive
Wait,
beard.
So he's
and
he's inoperative, you say? He looks like he's operating to me.
And New Jersey, I hate New Jersey.
Let's talk about how much you hate New Jersey, man.
Just you can't make left turns there.
Like, at ever?
No, ever.
Like, at any lights?
Nope.
It's forbidden.
You
like,
have
there's,
to make,
there's a
you
little
have to make,
arrow through the left turn symbol. It's like
they don't even have a left turn lane.
Well, do you just, like, sit there
you
and wait
go,
with your blinker on for everyone to beep at
nope.
you and then just turn?
Nope. You will get a ticket.
So you have to make three right turns to take
yep.
a left. Everywhere.
Yep.
I All didn't right. know this. That's fucked up. That's un-American is what that is.
Well, and L.A. doesn't have bathrooms. That's
every,
why I hate L.A. Well,
that was the other thing, too. Like, a lot of the gas stations that we'd stop at, like, they didn't have a public restroom.
I mean, they do, but they lie
well, you're not supposed
it.
To get out of your car because they pump the gas for you.
They do that, too.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's illegal to pump your own gas in New Jersey.
It used to be the same way in Oregon, but they passed a law in Oregon recently. Well, they rescinded the law in
So,
Oregon.
If you know anybody that is from New Jersey, chances are they had a period of time when they moved out of New Jersey that they had, like, a transitional period where they're like, I don't know what to do. What the...
He's just sitting
Why
at the
is
gas
nobody
pump?
Coming out to the car? You know, I've seriously talked to a few people that have been like, oh, yeah, I went to a gas station, and I sat there for, like, 45 minutes, and nobody came out to my car.
Jesus H.
How... I know you don't know the reason behind it, obviously, but, like, I wonder why there's a law saying you can't pump your own... I
well,
mean,
you, know, you know, at some point...
Yeah, it's like a union
At
thing.
Some point, somebody stood outside their car and smoked and blew up a whole place, and they're like, you know what? We should make a law about this. We should train people how to properly pump gas.
Only certified technicians can
exactly.
move this chemical from these bins into your vehicle.
Yep.
I kind of understand that. I mean, people are dumb.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I kind of get that. And it's kind of a job security. You hire that one person whose only job is to pump gas all day. And gas stations are usually busy.
Yeah,
so,
and you get all that money to huff fumes.
You know what? I would like that service in Florida. I would like to just sit at a gas pump and, you know, it'd be a lot fucking
faster.
You're
telling me I get to huff gasoline fumes all day and you're going to pay me? I'll tell you what.
You know how many times I go to a gas station and there's a car sitting there with no one in it? But if it was a gas station attendant, they'd be like, I pumped your gas. Get the fuck out. They would make people move the lines along. So I'm all for gas attendants.
I'm not.
I'm totally.
Well, Brandon, you are the poshest of all of us, so that makes sense. That's a very posh kind of law. It's a very kind of practice.
In my 19-year-old Toyota Corolla, I need someone to pump the gas for me.
That's right.
While I sit on my Regal throne.
The money,
because if you don't keep your foot on the accelerator, it dies.
The car just implodes.
The money you save on having a shitty Corolla, you use on...
It's it's never died once. It's an amazing car.
But all of the door handles have.
Well, it's a Toyota Corolla. I don't need door handles on the inside. No one has door handles inside of a Toyota Corolla after a couple of years. It's fine. But not to cut you off anymore. Sorry, Matt.
And it didn't happen this time, but the last time, it's technically Pennsylvania, but I went to Philadelphia. And the last time I was there, I watched two bums fight each other over a panhandling spot.
Yeah, that sounds pretty all right.
One of them was in a wheelchair and the other one was on crutches.
Who won?
Dude in the wheelchair.
Yeah! Take that.
They call him Death Roller.
He's got like blades coming out of his
chair.
He's
got knives duct taped to the wheels.
One hand is a hook. That would be... Oh, man.
That's crazy. That sounds like a complete false story.
I had... no, it was legit.
We live in Florida. We know that happens.
I've never seen that
Florida happen. Man all the fucking time, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's only because of the sunshine laws. Everyone has lethal bum fights.
Yeah. Well, like I
know, I do. In Philly, I was unimpressed.
Is that the one where they put the actual cheese spray on it instead of real cheese? It's like cheese whiz.
Cheese whiz isn't a steak at Charlie's here in fucking Waterford than I did in fucking Philadelphia.
Wait, hold on. Cheese whiz isn't a spray. It's a spread, okay? Get it straight.
Okay, you're right. Except for the chemical inside of it that makes it spray out.
There's no propellant involved in cheese whiz.
Yes, there is.
It's just 100% pasteurized cheese-like product.
Man, it sounds like someone's working
for the dairy.
Where's my money, Kraft?
Oh, it is Kraft, isn't it? It's not even... You're right, it's not even cheese. But I did hear Philly cheesesteaks are like completely overrated. You just like it if you live there because you have no choice.
Basically. Mm. You're just force-fed
early age. Yeah, it's the best in the country. It's really shit.
I like the idea of it. The reality of the authentic stuff is like, what? But if you're doing it with, you know, quality ingredients, and sure. Yeah, I can.
Well, it's kind of like a Chicago-style dog.
I was going to say that, or deep dish.
I mean, I used to live near Chicago, and I would not touch a Chicago-style dog because it's just a hot dog with a bunch of shit on it.
Well, I would argue... to the counterpoint, which is I love a Chicago dog, which you can get authentically just
like
anywhere.
There's like a wedge of tomato and like a whole,
like a whole
pickle.
I love
and
that.
Like just a bunch of random garbage on there.
I'm a fan of flavor cacophony.
You know, just give me a chili cheese dog and let's call it a day.
I mean, but that's not about a matter of preparation or anything. That's just you don't like a dog with everything.
Whatever. Everyone knows Swedish hot dogs are the best because they're covered in mashed potatoes. Anyway.
That's the one. I mean, yes,
they are.
The best part of my Philly cheesesteak experience was the shop had T-shirts that said "You can't beat our meat" on them.
You can't beat our meat. Please tell me you bought one.
You can buy them online.
Damn it!
They're $5 more expensive if you get them online than if you buy them in the
store. But... you better go to Philly, Brandon, and get that shirt.
Philly to get it. You can't beat my meat.
I'll send you the link, Brandon.
Can I change it to say "You can't beat my meat"?
I can hook you up with a custom service to just print your own t-shirt with whatever you want on it.
Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna just cut out a rectangle where it says R, and then on your skin underneath it we're gonna
get a fucking tattoo.
Oh, well, okay, or that.
Yeah,
I was
on
gonna
my
say
skin,
Sharpie, then, but
no,
just right across
that's
your chest.
The new t-shirt craze is you just have like a t-shirt with a window and then you just get a tattoo underneath.
I foresee this being an actual thing now.
Yeah,
like that is totally a real trend. I don't know why it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah,
I
mean,
we saw jeans.
We should start making those shirts
in them now. So
we just cut a hole and then we hem it up,
window.
It doesn't fray.
You see underneath.
Yeah, just a window.
Novelty, like frames. Like there'll be like a picture frame and a big hole, and there'll be like a window and a big hole.
Or those shirts are like people wear
a Windows window and a big hole.
Yeah,
I regret my part in this.
And some of them will have like mesh because maybe some tattoos would be enhanced by that.
Uh huh.
And maybe some of them would have bars.
Yeah.
So you could look like a jail cell.
You could have just a little tattoo of a man.
And you're trying to contain your tattoo.
You have a tattoo of a little man in prison.
Yeah. Or that.
If we bring this to like the flea market swap shop sort of crowd, we're going to make bank.
Here's what you do.
Especially if we airbrush them.
I think we need to take this to the Shark Tank.
So, Cap,
I'm going to need about $3 million.
Tell me if this idea is viable. You get a tattoo of your own face on your chest, right?
So far, so good.
Then you buy a shirt where the chest area is clear, except you can change the emotions on the clear part. So, like, you add a teardrop on the shirt, and then you put it over your body, and then where your tattoo is, it looks like there's a teardrop on your eye.
You're going to have some shirt sliding, though. I was thinking, like, oh, you could put makeup on your shirt and kind of...
No, same thing, yeah. Or
and, like, draw a mustache or something. But your shirt's going to shift. How are you going to deal with the shirt shift?
Staples.
Staples?
Just staple them to your chest. The shirts.
The complexity of making this profitable is that you are going to need to turn... tattoos of your own face on your chest into a fad, and then you can bank on the shirt.
It's just a form of body modding, and you probably know people that would be into stapling themselves, so that'd be fine.
That's true.
So, that ends our rant. Matt, what were you saying about traveling? Coming up with an idea.
So yeah, I hate Philadelphia and New Jersey. Is where that was going.
Every place we've mentioned has been thrown pretty intensely.
Don't
so far.
Travel. That's when
all right,
the moral
let me
of the
ask
story
you just one. Is there any place you've traveled where you actually like it doesn't have to be this time, but in your entire life, is there any place you traveled you're like, I actually like this place?
It's hey, he cool. told you earlier he's been to like Idaho or something, right?
Would you like Idaho? I just
Afghanistan
pictured potatoes.
Was great.
Okay, I can't tell if you're joking, but I'm gonna say you're full of it. It's got 24-hour sun. It's just so much sunshine. It's like Disney. Wait, it rains here all the time. So no,
you got rained on today.
Three times. There were three different rainstorms where you were waiting to get
in a span of 15 minutes.
Yeah, and they were all like monsoons. So thanks, Florida.
It's dope. I love it. Anyway, let's not linger on our hometown of Orlando, Florida. Let us travel to the mystical land of España. And Boar, regale us with your 3-week journey.
All right, I went to Maryland too.
Well, shut up, Boar. Tell us about Maryland, Matt. How was Maryland? I've been there. Cantlers is great. You eat all the crabs on the table. You smashed them to bits.
Oh, I didn't have any crabs.
Well, that's what you do in Maryland.
But did you acquire any crabs?
No, that's where I was going with that because. But you know, thanks. Thanks for killing my joke.
Okay, just thumbs up or thumbs down, like or hate.
The parts I was at, I liked.
Maryland,
he did it.
Travel destination,
he did it.
Sponsored by Nerdy Show. Travel to Maryland. We actually enjoy Maryland. Boar, how's Spain?
So, my trip to Spain. The story starts about 10 years ago.
Oh, for
take
fuck's
us back.
Sake. We got to be out of here in like 30.
So
minutes.
about 10 years ago, give or take a few years, there was a mystical beverage that I fell in love with called Pepsi Twist. I loved it intensely. It was my favorite. Beverage
of
choice.
Remember what was Pepsi Twist?
Pepsi Twist was Pepsi with lemon flavor, right?
So a Sprite?
No.
Oh wait,
it was
Pepsi, the brown one. Sorry,
it was like Pepsi if you squeezed a couple of lime wedges into or lemon wedges into it.
Couldn't you just do that by yourself?
I mean, you could, but shut up and listen to
I'm
my tale.
Be silent.
Okay,
and I'm gonna let you do the whole thing.
I don't believe you.
I'm done.
So anyway, it was my beverage of choice, and Pepsi decided, you know what? Fuck you. You can't have it anymore. And so I was sad. I was distraught. And I took a trip to Japan about 3 years after they got rid of it. And when I was in Japan, I was reunited with my lost love of Pepsi Twist. It was there. I got some. I drank it the entire time I was in Japan. I loved it. And it's been about 8 years since that trip. And once again, in Spain, I was reunited with Pepsi Twist. It was amazing.
Okay, I do have to say something. Sorry, I was going to be silent. But
I told you I didn't believe you were going to be silent.
Do you maybe have some insight as to why it exists in other countries but not in America?
I don't know.
Is it just Florida or an America thing where we don't have
Pepsi
Twist?
No, it's like we don't have it here anymore.
Does it have a chemical in it deemed unworthy by our really low
standards? I don't think so.
Standards are higher in other countries for the most part.
Oh, it's too healthy. There's probably like maybe. Less sugar in it. Okay.
Yeah, all
too
their
many calories.
Well, okay. While we're talking about beverages in Spain, most of them, they didn't have corn syrup, any of them. So
good.
They all had real sugar, which I love. But on the other side, have you noticed how some beverages here have started to like do half sugar and then half like aspartame or sucralose?
Ugh.
Diabolical.
They're doing that all over the place in Spain, and it kept driving me nuts because I would I'd be like, bad for you. Oh, let me try this new flavor of Fanta. They had a lemon Fanta, and they were like, oh, it's new, try it. And I tried one, and I was like, hey, this is, oh, God, this is gross. Because it had sucralose and aspartame.
Yeah, aspartame is the bad one.
It had both of them and sugar in it. So it had a little bit of calories. And every single beverage I drank there, I had to check. Like, their Sprite was like that. Mountain Dew. They had a new flavor of Mountain Dew over there that I hated because they did that.
Did they alter the Pepsi twist, though? Because that's the
No, the Pepsi twist was pure, and it was perfect, and I loved every can of it that consumed. I think I was able to down about 12 while I was there.
Did you travel there just for Pepsi twist?
I mean, it essentially, yes, even though I didn't know that at the onset of the trip.
He just finds countries that have Pepsi twists. Like, well, I'm going to lay a couple grand, go to that country just for like a 12-pack.
I mean, yeah. So anyway, while I was there, I rented a car and drove around to various cities and stayed in them for various lengths of time. I first stayed in Madrid for the first week. Madrid was kind of a dirty city, and it was very hot. And the place where I was staying,
hot and dirty, my faves.
That's the reason I didn't like New Jersey.
It was hot and dirty.
Yeah, it didn't have AC, and it was getting into the 90s at night.
Spain is a lot hotter than people think. I always thought it was kind of like 70s, but no, it's fucking hot in Spain.
Yeah. And yeah, that wasn't good. But then I stayed in Toledo for about 2 or 3 days.
Holy Toledo.
I was going to say it. Damn it.
Luckily, the place that I stayed there had AC. But the thing about Toledo is that like it is built on a giant hill. And there's lots and lots of walking around to see things. I saw a lot of churches and old monasteries and stuff like that while I was there.
Yeah, Europe has a lot of that, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how many times I was over there and I was looking at things and I was like, wow, this is so much older than my country.
Everything outside of America is older than America.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, basically. But back to the driving, I actually almost interjected this when Matt was talking about gasoline or
New Jersey and no left turns.
Yeah, New Jersey and all that. About half of the gas stations there, somebody will come out and pump your gas. And about half of them are just confusing as fuck because they put up signs on how to operate the gas pump. And then, like, that's not really how it operates. Like, one of them was like, take out the pump, put it in your tank, and then make the selection. And then, like, and then it said, like, pay inside. And then,
but you don't do
and
any
then
of that.
Pump the gas. And yeah, you don't do any of that. It turns out that you just had to, like, pull the thing like you normally would and fill up your tank. But I was confused as fuck because it was like the first time that I was filling up my gas there, and I was like, all right, well, I better follow these directions that are really big and easy to read right on the side of the thing. And so we got an attendant to come out, and he was just like, oh yeah, all you do is you just pull this thing here.
That's a weird accent that he had, first of all.
Yeah,
for being in Spain.
Well, but I didn't
he was in the southern part of Spain.
So that's right, that's all they speak.
I didn't talk to him long enough to get an accurate reconstruction of his accent, but it was pretty close to that.
Do you think they were like antique
gas
signs?
Gas pumps were confusing, and then like I was like, all right, well, if I don't know what to do, then just start trying to pump and that'll work, right? So then I pulled into another gas station and I was trying to pump and it wouldn't work, and there was no instructions. So my friend went in and was like, hey, what's going on? Why doesn't this work? How do I operate this thing? And I pulled up to the only pump that you had to like do some sort of a special thing inside before you could actually pump the gas.
Oh, you didn't know
so
the magic sequence of events.
It turns out I should have pulled into any other pump, even though this one wasn't labeled as being special. So yeah, gasoline was confusing. I was driving a stick shift, and there was just mountains everywhere.
Do you know how to drive? Is your car a stick shift currently?
Not currently, but I have had several.
It's not like, oh shit, how do I drive?
Yeah, I've had like 3 sticks in the past. So it wasn't, that part wasn't a big deal, but having to drive uphill with a a car that has basically a gerbil for an engine.
Well, don't you have to put it into like a different gear in stick shifts to drive up a hill, like an incline?
Usually you'll want to be in a little bit lower of a gear than, okay, than normal. Otherwise, you're not going to have enough
lower power. Speed, but higher power. Got it.
Right. Well,
I think like more torque, but less, yeah, something like that. I don't know how whatever cars work. They go forward. It's fine.
Anyway, where was I? Toledo.
You were in Spain.
Yes.
Toledo, land of swords. Lots of stores just filled with swords. And I wanted to get
Wait,
one.
Really?
Yeah. They forge a lot of swords there.
That's like so cool.
Yeah. I didn't get to go see any of that because it was in a different part of the city from where I was staying. And getting around was kind of a pain in the ass there. So I didn't move my car much. I just kind of put it in the lot and left it there for the entire time.
Like Germany, where a lot of the roads are, you know, medieval or Roman roads have just been repaved and are narrow as fuck.
Yep. Yeah. No, when we were going to the place where I was staying, the GPS was like, you know, go this way. And then like...
It's just a wall.
It looked almost like a wall, but it was technically a street.
You got to get a tiny smart car when you go there.
And I was like, fuck no, I'm not doing that. Because it was like very early on in my journey. And I was like, yeah, this is some advanced level driving that I don't feel like I'm ready for. But eventually I did level up to the point where that would have been like nothing. So,
I can't believe you didn't buy a sword. You could have shipped it back for several hundred dollars.
So I wanted to buy a sword, but then while I was there, I realized I knew that I had one sword that was made in Toledo already because it said it really giant all over the sword.
Okay.
I've already got several swords at home, and while I was there in most of the shops, they had the exact sword of one of the ones that I already own.
So it's legitimate.
Like, I was like, oh, all right, yeah, I've already got two.
You can never have too many swords. Are you kidding?
It'd be cool to get a sword.
I would agree with you if I had already had them mounted on the wall and I didn't look online and figure out that I could have probably just had one shipped to me for roughly the same price as it would have cost to buy it and then bring it on the plane. So, yeah, I kind of decided against buying a sword, but...
Were you in Barcelona at all?
I was not in Barcelona.
Do they say gracias over there, or do they say gracias?
They say gracias. No, gracias? They use TH a little bit more often, but not as often as we would make fun of.
I mean, I can make fun of anything as often as I can. I have a question from one of our fans about Spain. If you
really?
Can. Yeah.
This seems unlikely, but go ahead.
The question I'm reading from my monitor that you can see is, they wanted to know if, in fact, does the rain in Spain fall mainly on the plane?
Oh, for that, you're going to have to listen to episode 5 of Derpy Show called Programa Tonto, where we answer that and many more questions
episode 5
about Spain.
Is that 20 years ago?
It was a really long time ago, but we definitely answer that question there.
You know exactly that it's recommend episode 5?
I think it's like 5 or 6.
Well, ever since Boris started planning this trip, we've been referencing the fact that that episode exists quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So go listen to that, and that'll give you a better episode.
So how would you rate España in general?
Would Matt hate it or love it?
Okay. So I really liked the history, and I enjoyed seeing the different like monasteries and churches, and the architecture was just mind-blowing. I really loved the countryside. We went hiking through mountains, and that was really awesome. But there were some things that I didn't really like about Spain.
Yeah.
And that is, I only took enough clothes for about a week, but I had 3 weeks while I was there, so I had to do laundry a few times.
Sure, sure.
Nobody has dryers. So
yeah, you gotta hang them.
Yeah, you have to hang everything up, and that was weird. And then my clothes came out all stiff.
You gotta iron, dude.
That was another thing that made me mad about New Jersey.
No, it gets out the wrinkles.
They weren't wrinkles.
You gotta use a fabric softener, dude.
Maybe, but I didn't have enough time to do all that while I was there. So anyway, that's just one minor thing.
that's just the laundry.
Air conditioning. They didn't use that anywhere
Europe
near
as
often as
much as we do here.
Are we just spoiled here?
Yeah, these are the words of a spoiled American.
Well, okay. See, here's the thing is that here we have so much more humidity, so that's also kind of a giant factor, because being over there, the last day I was actually at a restaurant eating outside, and I was like, oh, it's a little bit warm. I wonder what temperature it is. And it was like 98.
But there's no humidity, so it's not floating everywhere.
Yeah, it was like 10% humidity, so it didn't feel too crazy.
Yeah, even if you're in the shade in Florida, it doesn't matter.
It seemed like the worst time to not have AC there was at night, because...
You get the night sweats.
Yeah.
Does it not drop down a lot at night?
Like it does, but 70s? Not until it's like 3 a.m., and then the temperature drops quite a bit.
Okay.
But until that point, it's pretty hot. So I have a couple complaints about the food.
Yeah, you've been ignoring one of the things that was the paramount thing that you were texting me about the entire time you were there.
Yeah, so I had it in my mind that Spanish food was going to be awesome.
Then
there was going to be free tapas everywhere, and those tapas.
What would you assume was going to be free? Free?
No, that part is true.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. If you go to a bar and you start drinking, if you're in the right part of Spain, you'll get free tapas.
Dope.
Did this happen to you?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
But the tapas weren't anything to write home about, to talk about on a podcast. I don't know.
Well, you got them for free.
Yeah, but it's like some places it would be like a plate of plain potato chips.
Now, if you had paid for it in a different place, would you think it would have been better?
Or like some olives. Yeah. Or
if you went to a restaurant and bought it would have been much nicer, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I mean, some places did have like premium tapas.
But your issue
buy.
With food on the whole is much bigger than this single issue.
Definitely. My biggest problem was that the food was like really bland. Like pretty much everywhere, no matter where I went, it was boring.
Do you think it's just because you're so used to eating different food over here that's a ton of seasoning and sugar?
That probably has a lot to do with it, because we're kind of spoiled in Orlando, and you know, we have so many awesome restaurants, and I go to a lot of really great ones all the time.
Put cheese in our tea. That's how spoiled we
yeah,
are.
Yeah, we've got cheesy tea.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, this is a Catholic country, and because you're not supposed to enjoy anything.
There's like no garlic or onions because it's like a sin to eat them or something.
Yeah, I mean, one of the restaurants that I went to was called like the Olivar or something like that. Anthony Bourdain went there in Granada, and I was like, all right, let's try this one. And I got I bought lamb chops, and they were just kind of dry and only seasoned with salt when they had a side of saltless fries.
No, I think maybe they mixed up the salt. They were supposed to put the salt on the fries, not on the lamb chops.
Yeah.
Well, did Anthony Bourdain enjoy the food, or was he like, this place sucks?
I think he liked it, but I don't think I ordered the same stuff as him.
I mean,
I don't know. It was a common theme, and a lot of times I was being told, like, oh, you're picking really great restaurants. This restaurant's pretty great. And I was just completely underwhelmed by almost everything. Absolutely everything.
Hmm. I don't know. Maybe your expectations.
Oh, and
are just so
Iberico
high.
Ham. People are always like, "Oh yeah, if you go to Spain, you got to eat some Iberico ham." It's so great.
Is
and,
it Barracuda
you know,
or Barrico?
Iberico.
Barracuda
ham.
That's what Hart wrote the song about. It's a common misconception.
Oh yeah.
But they eat just a ton of this stuff over there, and they give it to you everywhere. Like that's the main thing that you'll get on tapas. It'll be in almost every dish that you eat. It's kind of like a. It's somewhere in between like a beef jerky and like what we know as ham.
I mean, it sounds great.
It sounds great, but it's not particularly salty or flavorful. I don't know.
So if you're going to Spain, don't go for the food.
Don't go for the food.
Go for everything else.
I had such dreams of Spain. Like I was like, I'm gonna eat so much paella, and it's gonna be full of squids and squid.
The thing that's weird is like every time if I picture Spain's food and I close my eyes, I see big bowls of pasta, and then I realize I'm actually thinking of Italy. And it's like my brain's like, you're thinking of Spain. Fuck you. Here's some Italian food. I'm like, what?
Here's the thing about paella, and the thing about paella is that they put a bunch of shit into a dish that is work to eat. That's also inedible. So they
what?
I'm
so, like,
serious.
Bay leaves sitting
no,
in
No, I mean, to make paella, you usually put in, like, rice and some seasoning, and then they'll put
you
in, like,
it,
whole shrimp, like, completely untouched.
Unpeeled, right? like the...
Yes, that's what I'm saying, by whole shrimp. You just put an entire being...
Like the dicks are still on them.
Everything is on. And then they put a bunch of like...
just a shrimp with giant dicks.
Right, right. And muscles complete with the shell and...
and giant dicks, yeah.
And there was like some pork that also had some bone in it. Like, oh, a bowl of paella was just a bunch of work.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's because bones and shells...
They're
are
flavorful. They're
all,
yeah, really flavorful.
Yeah, that's it's part of the cooking. In theory, it should.
I don't know. If you give me a bowl of food, I don't want you to give me a bowl of work.
Well, here's the thing. Like,
I want
to
eat.
From what I've heard, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. Like, when you eat over there or in other places, like, it's more of an like you spend time eating. You spend like a couple hours sitting down eating, talking,
yeah,
you peel things. It's not just like we do here. Eat 20, 30 minutes, done.
Well, also they eat like five times a day, which is like exhausting.
Well, what else are you gonna do? That's about 15
roast
hours.
Roast to death.
That's about 15 hours.
Non-air conditioned heat.
Yeah. You roast to death. You burn all those calories. You got to eat 5 hours.
I don't know how many times I got asked, like, oh, well, when do you eat in the United States? Like, what time do you eat? And I was like, I usually eat about twice a day around noon and then like seven, yeah, or eight or something like that. And they're like, don't you get hungry between dinner and when you go to bed? And I'm like, no.
What about secondsies and thirdsies?
And I'm like, if you're hungry, you know, you have a little bit of a snack, but it's nothing that's like officially regulated.
So they actually have like second lunch and second dinner over there. Like,
yeah, they
thought it was a
okay,
hobbit.
So they have breakfast and lunch, and then
second breakfast,
and then merienda, and then dinner.
What's merienda? That's like a name.
It's like in between lunch and dinner. It's weird.
Okay.
But I don't know how many times like. We were like, oh, yeah, let's have merienda. And then, like, I was done for the day. Like, you know, we ate enough food that I was just, oh, you want ready for dinner? And I'm like, no.
I just ate a bowl of live shrimp and some fucking rice. I had to kill it myself, goddammit.
Exactly.
Do we have any listeners, you think, that are from Spain that are going to maybe write and be like, well, let me tell you why you're wrong, Bor. I've been to Spain. Let me tell you, your taste buds are fucked up.
Let me go back to restaurants for just a second, because because here we're used to tipping, and over there it's not really a thing.
That's great.
That's Europe
because they get paid better.
I did love that part about it, but there is a much higher level of service here that they do not have. So over there, not only are your drink refills not free if you bought anything other than water.
Condiments aren't free either.
Yeah. Sometimes I would go into, like, if I was at a restaurant and I was really thirsty, they kept giving me, like, what I called shots of Coca-Cola that were, like, less than 12 ounces in a bottle over ice that I could drink super fast.
To be fair, you're an American. We drink lots of that shit.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so I would spend, like, you know, $10 on
beverages.
One Coca-Cola. At one restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. So that part kind of sucked, but the thing about their service is that if you want anything, including like a drink refill or you want to add something else, you have to like flag somebody down because they don't give a shit about you.
Well, that's the whole point of the tip versus getting paid a living wage thing, is if you're tipping here and you have to earn the tip, you're going to give great service or else you're not getting a tip, and that's your livelihood. Over there, you're getting paid a better wage, but you don't give a shit about the service because you're getting that wage no matter what.
And this kind of wore off a little bit, but as an American, I want to sit down, I want to eat. And then as soon as I'm done, I want that check and I want to leave. And over there, that was kind of like, it took a long time
to
get the check.
You just sit down
sometimes
and enjoy things more.
It took a long time. And they didn't, they never wanted to rush you out. It was just kind of...
I mean, it sounds like you brought a lot of American expectations into this trip when, you know, in reality, this is, you know...
Another country.
Sure. Yeah. This is why people get sensitive about culture and country and borders, because it is very different, and it's even different in New Jersey, where they would be quite offended to pump their own gas.
Which is a different country, New Jersey.
Well, here's the thing, is even though...
Oregon lost their shit when they changed the law, and then you weren't required to have your gas pumped anymore.
Even though I found some cultural differences that I didn't agree with, I don't want to throw them out of our country.
Oh, good.
Look at that. Well done.
Because it seemed like that's where you were going with it. Like why people get upset about other countries.
No, I'm just,
you got to build that wall to keep Spain coming in from the East Coast.
Let's talk about another kind of cultural exchange. Let's talk about Pipudu and the Super Fuck Friends.
Oh, jeez, Pipudu.
You know, just from France, just a next to Spain. It is an animated series on a website called Black Pills, and it is completely and utterly explicit, but it's also educational.
Let's just explain it's a show from France. It's
explicit in what way?
Visually, contextually, in every way. It's explicit in every way. If you have any kind of sensitivities, you should check them at the door.
Yeah, I'm just going to say anthropomorphized animals with giant dicks hanging out with no pants.
Well, giant isn't...
Well, everybody is Donald Ducking in this.
Yeah. Everyone has different dicks.
Yeah. A wide variety of all sorts.
Yes.
And also not exclusively dicks.
But that's just the visual. That's not the show.
This is the quintessential cheerful bunch of animals Donald Ducking it out in the forest.
Educational show for children.
Right, except that they do have genitals between their legs, and that things do happen that are adult situations.
Yes, you showed me an Oktoberfest episode where they were shitting and pissing randomly in each other people's mouths by accident.
Well, that was
that wasn't by accident. That was intentional.
That episode was about how it's great to have foreigners in your country.
that was about cultural exchange. Yes. and what
there was many exchanges in that episode.
Yeah, well, I mean, when Tuffalo was very upset that, you know, that he didn't want to have a foreigner in the Happy Forest, and therefore, but he learned that he really was a fan of Germany's warm beer and warm bodily fluids.
Yeah, and when the Oktoberfest lady pigs were peeing into his mouth, he loved them.
Yeah, but it's not all that like graphic and scatological, though certainly it is.
This isn't a porn. It is, you can't. You're just like, well.
It is pornographic, but it is not a pornographic film.
No.
I mean, for example, there's an episode where the main character Pee-Poo-Doo, who's a tiny little hamster, he goes to his.
Is he a hamster? I never really caught that.
Yeah, he's a hamster.
Okay.
He goes to his grandparents' house, and Poppy-Doo and Mommy-Doo, if I remember correctly, and
okay,
and they really want to have an engaged sex life, but they can't do it. Poppy-Doo's penis will not stay hard. And he's popping pills and everything. And then Dr. Pussycat comes. And
is that the actual name, Dr. Pussycat?
Or Dr. Le Chat.
Okay, got it.
But you have to watch it with English subtitles. That's the trick. And she explains that they've been drinking grapefruit juice this entire time, but grapefruit juice has a certain chemical in it that neutralizes the chemicals that allow you to get boners from boner pills.
Interesting.
Did you know that?
Actually, I did know that you're not supposed to have grapefruit when you're taking any sort of medication, and I know why.
Well, you kind of glossed over the part where she tried to get him up.
Well, yeah, Dr. Pussycat tried everything she could to get Poppy-Doo's penis to stay erect, but she just couldn't. Everything she tried, blowjobs, titty jobs, everything, it didn't work.
Was that like in a montage of like really, yep, like 10 like 10 seconds? They're not long scenes, like a 10 second montage.
Yeah, boom, sure. Boom, boom. All these attempts. I mean, she's a scientist. She's a very practical woman.
She's using just, all the tools at her disposal.
She's doing her job.
Not sexist at all.
But when she found, you know, but then she solved the solution and bam. So you know, and I learned something.
And these are short episodes.
They're short,
10
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah.
So you know, and it's free.
And by the time you hear this, the entirety of season one will be out.
Yeah, it's a free website. I believe. Black
so Pills. Here's the trick. I mean,
it's available here. I think, I don't know about other countries.
I've tried. It's available everywhere so long as you do the sign in method, which is I've tried to get people to do this, and there's a little bit of a threshold. People are nervous about it, but trust me that it is A-okay. It is totally okay. They want to confirm that because the show is so explicit that you are, in fact, over the age of 18 if you're watching it. And so they use a text message unlock service because obviously no one over 18 has a cellular telephone.
They don't even know what those are. They're not even old enough to have
those. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they send you a text message, you type in the code, and everything's good. And they are not a phishing website. They do not collect your phone number. It's totally safe. But you do need to do this to check out this show. But it is such a wonderful show with a bunch of fantastic characters who I love. I'm pretty much addicted to it. I've rewatched most of the episodes.
They have an app, a phone app, and it's just called Black Pills. So I think you can stream it.
Very possibly. I haven't used that.
Mobile device.
But yeah, there's even some decent trans representation. A character who you meet throughout the series comes out as trans, and from that point on, she's.
I was gonna say, how could you not know when none of them wear pants and they all have their genitalia just hanging out?
Well, I mean, because she's wearing a coat. She's a transgender person.
Wearing.
No, I mean, like, as in like. She is presenting as male, as is her the way that she was born, and then comes out over the course of the show.
Okay, I thought it was the reverse. I see. Now I'm, yeah, yeah. I was like, wait, but wouldn't you? Okay. Yeah. That makes sense to me.
And yeah, it's very charming. It's very fun. Bor, what's your favorite episode?
I guess the one with Santa Claus is pretty good. That one was funny to me.
Yeah, the two-part murder mystery of who killed Santa Claus. Yeah, yeah. Who cut Santa Claus' testicles out off. It's good. It's a good time.
My favorite episode of the two I just watched before this, because I've never heard of the show before, was the one where they all turned into penises and went on like a little RPG to turn into...
That one,
not
was good. That one was
again.
Good too.
Yeah, that was called the Witch episode 4. Yeah, that's
they were spying on a lady and wanting to do bad things as men do to ladies.
Well, they weren't wanting to rape anybody. They wanted to voyeuristically masturbate while ogling someone from a distance.
Yes,
still not nice.
They got turned into penises, and then they're just walking penises. And then at one point, they all try to give each other a high five as penises. And then they just fall on the table in pain because they're dicks and they just hit each other really hard. So it's got humor. And it's if you just like animation.
It's got humor. It's got heart.
It's just a well-animated show.
And here's some fun facts. Now, Brandon, you commented on the voice actors on this. So
I'm a big fan of the French animated show Wok Fu.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I mean, I'm not going to lie. A lot of French people sound the same to me. I'm sorry. So I don't know. They sound similar.
Well, here's the thing. I haven't double-checked any of this, but I do know that the voice of Pipudu, the actor who plays Pipudu, is the voice of Goku, Gohan, and Goten in the French Dragon Ball.
Which I've never seen. But
well, sure, it's the same as our Dragon Ball, but it happens to be... But this is a voice that a lot of people have grown up with as the voice of Pipudu.
Okay.
So that's what I'm conveying.
That's funny, because I actually likened his voice to Goku.
Well, it's a little feminine, so yeah, I like it.
I mean, because he's I don't think Pipudu is a little boy, but Pipudu has the innocence of a young child.
Yeah.
Well, Goku just sounds like a 12-year-old girl most of the time, even when he's an adult. So it's fine.
Because sure, he's voiced by an old woman.
Sure. Yes. Correct.
So check it out. It's free. It's not costing you anything. It's weird. Go for it.
I hated it.
Yeah, I was the whole time you're just kind of like staring and like kind of shaking your head. And it's like, why am I here? What would you hate about it? Was it like New Jersey? Does it remind you of New Jersey? Like,
yep, that's it exactly.
Just not your cup of tea.
The only thing I did find amusing was that episode where they were all dicks. They're on the map was Westeros.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
See, I did not catch that fucking detail. That's great.
So anyway, back to Spain for just a moment. While I was there, I wanted to get souvenirs.
What'd you bring us?
You know, because that's a thing that people do when they're on trips. But most of the time, I felt like I was trying to force it because I wasn't finding the things that I wanted to find, and not a lot was jumping out at me like, oh, this person would love this or whatever. But there is one thing that I found in a store window that was just kind of staring at me, and I was like, you know what? That'd be perfect for Brandon.
It's so either bird related or a giant.
Oh,
dong.
No, you're completely, completely wrong. Jeez. But you know how we like doing movie reviews sometimes.
we try. I don't know if we like them.
Well, I mean, we have fun with them. Mm-hmm. You bring a notebook.
They're horrible. Yeah.
But the thing is theaters are really cold and dark, and I know that you're afraid of the dark.
You need a onesie with a light bulb attached to it, to bring, you know,
like an anglerfish.
No, oh, you're cool. Afraid of the dark. You mm-hmm. you like, you know, it's a little bit cold, and you like taking a notebook. So what I did. And I know how much you love alpacas, so I got you this new, I got you a new notebook.
Is this made out of alpaca?
I don't think so, but it...
I'm just going to describe...
Yeah, go ahead and describe
it. It's a notebook covered in fur with an alpaca face on it with ears coming out of the top.
It's kind of like the Necronomicon. It's just the flesh of an alpaca stretched across the top of it.
Oh, it's got lined paper. I'm going to read what
rule?
It's made out of.
Yeah.
100%. Alpaca.
And and when I went in to buy that one, I saw another notebook, and I was like, well, you know what, that one I think Cap will enjoy.
Oh, good.
So pass it on down to Cap.
Paper from responsible sources.
Oh yes,
you gotta describe it.
Brush your hands on it.
Describe it for the radio.
I'm brushing. This is This is the
it changes color.
I know.
Ooh, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, this is the gayest notebook of all.
I was gonna say it. Okay, it's covered in sequins.
Yeah, it's covered in rainbow sequins.
Does that thing where you rub it turns like a different silver?
You swipe it and it turns into a pearlescent mermaid tail kind of vibe. I'm all about it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I will only put my darkest queer secrets inside.
Sweet.
Damn it, now I gotta buy gifts for people when I travel in like 2 weeks.
Is it 2 weeks?
Yeah. Well, you know, this is great that you've told me about how gas works in other countries and roads because we're doing the same thing.
And you have
to
buy it by the liter?
Where are you going?
We're going to Scotland in 2 weeks, and then we're gonna rent a car and drive down the West Coast and go to like Manchester.
Ooh,
and
see,
stuff.
You're gonna have an extra level of you have to drive on the wrong side of the road.
Wait, you don't do that in Spain?
No.
But it's in Europe.
That's a British thing.
That's a British thing.
Almost exclusively.
Yeah.
Japan?
Britain, Japan, and India are just about the only places that do that. Yeah, in Australia.
None of them are anywhere near each other. They all drive on the left side.
Yeah, it's all like former British colonies and Japan.
We're okay. We've got our car rental set up. We've got our hotel set up along the way. Now that I know I have to pump my own gas,
you don't.
Maybe.
You don't, actually. It's self-service there.
In Scotland, too?
Yeah.
That's right. You've been there.
I've been there, yeah. And also, driving on the other side of the road? Not hard.
Why should I care about going to Scotland?
Oh, it is.
I don't care about
it
Scotland.
It is so dope. I mean, like...
I bet I would like Scotland.
It is.
You want to come? We're going in 2 weeks. Let's go.
It is a land of mystery and enchantment. The people are great. The food is great. The terrain is absolutely like something out of your wildest imaginations.
We are the
European fantasy settings.
As you mentioned before about laundry, we already know that most of them don't have dryers, but we are bringing a laundry bar. A soap bar, specifically.
A laundry bar?
It's a dry bar that you can travel with. It's got laundry soap and like fabric softener in it. And
you bring
just rub
in
it
a
on
tub and a
and
washing
just...
bar too.
No, but we're bringing like dry shampoo bars and things, so we can travel with less weight and less liquid and stuff like that. Which we already own them and use them. So
I just bought like a $2 bottle of detergent while I was over there, and that worked fine. I didn't have to have some stupid bar.
It's a tiny bar. It's like the size of like four quarters put together, and then it soaps up, and you can wash all your clothes, and you can use it multiple times. You just put it away in a little bag.
Sounds gross.
Whatever.
I mean, let me put it this way:
it's like a shampoo bar, but for clothes.
You're going to be in Edinburgh for a while, right?
Shampoo bar.
3 days, then we're traveling, and then we'll be back there for the last 2 days.
Yeah, gorgeous castle in the middle of town. You're probably going to go see. You can't help but see.
Our Airbnb is like right next to the castle.
Dope.
And then we're getting an Airbnb in Glasgow, and it's the fanciest fucking place I've ever seen. I don't know how
awesome
we got it. It's got like a bathtub that looks like a giant stone like and marble colander. It's got like six shower heads.
How expensive are the Airbnbs there?
It's about $80 a night American.
Okay, like the Airbnbs in Spain range from like $23 to like $50 for like nice places.
Damn, no, this is like 80. Every place we're going is about 80 a night. We're gonna spend like $2,000 on hotels.
I did find out that if I ever want to take a group trip to like Granada or something like that, there you could get a really really nice place that could hold like 9 people. Like a full house you could rent out for like $100 a night. It was crazy.
Because we're traveling so much, we had to, you know, look for multiple routes, but we're probably gonna spend like $1,300 just on hotels.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I said, it's $80 a night, but we're splitting everything, obviously, so it's be like $650 a person.
$400.
Well, yeah, it seems like the rate for places over in Spain is a lot cheaper than Scotland.
Oh yeah, it's way cheap.
I don't know why.
Hmm.
Oh, that's weird.
Brexit.
Yeah, there you go. Brexit.
Anyway, I mean, in Scotland's the kind of joint where you can, like...
I'm going to bring a lot of acid reflux pills, because I've seen the food you eat over there.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
I don't know how everyone's, like, not 900 pounds.
Nothing but scotch eggs.
I've never had one.
They're
looking
amazing.
Forward to eating a scotch egg,
black
boiled
pudding.
In haggis, whatever the fuck.
Haggis pizza.
Sounds gross. Oh. I'll try it.
No, it's great.
I'm going to try it once. I'll try it once. If I hate it, I hate
Speaking of pizza, in Spain, they put tuna on pizza.
Ugh.
Wait, cooked tuna or like raw, like sashimi?
No, they just put like fucking canned tuna on.
That's disgusting.
Pizza.
Canned tuna is only good for being in a trash can.
Yeah.
That's its best use. Just like okra, it belongs in a trash can.
Yeah. Everything I was disappointed in had tuna in it over there.
Why did you say no tuna, por favor?
I should have.
No tuna, por favor. That's how you say it.
I should have learned how to say that while I was over there.
You have a smartphone and you use Google Translate and then make it talk to the
Donde esta la biblioteca?
Yeah, and it just shouts it out. I've seen
people actually,
use it.
If you don't know a noun, most of the time all you have to do is add an A or an O. But in tunas, in the case of tuna, you
it already
just
ends
have to
with an A.
You take the A off the end and you put it on the front.
Atun?
Yeah.
That's, wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay, weird. Hmm. Subverted my expectations of how to pronounce tuna.
Anyway, turn off the side of the road on a highway, go to a, like, go to a park.
Are we talking about
it's
Scotland
all,
again?
It's all mysterious, it's rainy.
Yeah, it's telling you how to get abducted.
A castle.
See a van filled with candy, go in the van.
Like, you'll see a castle
it's a wizard
out,
spray
out
painted
in a lake
side of it.
That's ancient, and the castle's flooded, and you could canoe out there if you wanted to. I mean,
are there caves? Can I bring swords?
Yeah.
Can I fight dragons?
Probably. Let's talk about something else. You've got some topics.
There's a few weird video games. Well, video game things, news, info that just came out.
Yeah, what you got? I haven't been paying attention. Tell me.
Here's the thing.
Regale me.
If anyone here has played Destiny 1, and I think we all have to a point,
mm-hmm.
It's very repetitive. Mm. They didn't deliver a lot of promises.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, no story.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And there's a sequel.
So when Destiny 2 came out, I said, no, thank you. Uh-huh. You have enough of my money, Microsoft/Bungie. And Destiny 2 is basically what Destiny 1 was supposed to be. It has more of a story, a little bit more everything, but uh-huh. It's like, why don't you just give it to me for free, because you screwed me on the first one. You know, this should be what Destiny 1 was. Well, now I got my chance, because PlayStation Plus users get Destiny 2 for free. Forever. Yep.
Wow.
You download it, it's yours.
Just the base game.
Have you
played
it? Doesn't
it
come
yet?
With the expansions. It literally, like, came out today and I downloaded it.
Oh, so you don't even know. You don't even know if you like it.
Well, 70 gigs better be done when I get home. Yeah. And so I'm going to try it out. It is, so like I said, I know there's a lot of people that were, I don't know if perturbed is the right word because I have a low vocabulary.
Enraged?
Yeah, by the first one. But the second one is free. It doesn't have the expansions, which are fine because those are like another $80, which don't even get me started on the price of fucking expansions for that game. But the base game's free and I'm going to try it.
The newest expansion costs as much as the game did.
No, it's more. It's like,
day.
It's like $70.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was like
Forsaken?
$59.
Well, either way, they're charging you for an entire game, even though the content is already.
I feel like I just said that.
You know what expansion's great?
Well, no, I'm saying the content's already in the
game. Battle for Azeroth?
Yeah. World of Warcraft. That's what we've been playing.
Okay, but the difference between a Warcraft expansion and a Destiny expansion is for Warcraft, they add new things that aren't in the code already. Like, they add new things and then you download it. For the expansion for Destiny, they add new things, but most of the game mechanics and skins and everything they use are already, like, embedded in the code. You're mostly, like, unlocking it.
Yeah.
Which is what expansions, why I don't want to pay for a whole other game when the code is really just locked in the game you already had for like a year. There's some new things I'm sure they add to it.
I mean, you could argue that World of Warcraft does that too, because if you don't buy the newest expansion, then you're still downloading all of that content. You just can't level up.
Yeah. Oh, I've got some other news that you may or may not give a shit about.
Hit me with your best shot.
Hey, remember that game that came out like late 2016 called No Man's Sky?
Barely.
You remember that flop that Sony rushed, even though it was in development for a million years, and it didn't deliver on a single promise.
I do, but I put a hard pass on that one. Did not buy it.
Yeah, I bought it. I played it for a while just because I had nothing else to do.
Is this after the newest expansion?
Let me tell you. There's many new updates that came out. The most recent one is called No Man's Sky Next. And I figured I already own the game. Let me just see what this is about. No Man's Sky is fucking great right now. It is phenomenal. I have been playing it for 30 hours in the past week.
What the fuck?
It has so much more shit. They changed everything. They retooled everything. They completely, like, the graphics are completely upgraded. If you have it on a PC, it looks like the best thing I've ever seen. If you have it on PS4, it's still good, but not nearly as good as PC. They added, it's a whole new game. You can own many ships. You can own frigates. You can have giant freighters the size of moon that you can summon, like, warp in, and you can see them from the planet and dock your ships in and have mobile bases.
I love docking.
You can build bases.
Brandon's
like,
really into docking,
it's crazy. You can build bases underground, above ground. You remember how in the day they're like, oh, yeah, they'll totally be multiplayer. It's just the universe is so big, you'll never find anyone. And then people tested that theory, found the same planet, the same spot, and realized, no, there isn't. They can't see each other. They're not on the same server. They added multiplayer, and I've had people...
Thanks, Peter Molyneux.
I've had people drop in. It's like, it'll just tell you someone, like, entered into your system. And this fucker, let me tell you, this was my fucking solar system. I was discovering everything. I was building bases everywhere. And he was discovering new things I hadn't yet, and I was pissed. So I got in my ship.
So some bogey.
Yeah, some asshole.
Stop discovering things, asshole.
I was pissed. I found him and started bombarding him from the sky with lasers and shit until he ran away. And I was following him to the space station and all that. It was great. Basically what I'm saying is No Man's Sky Next is really good if you already own the game. If you don't own the game, whatever.
But I mean, if you, do if not you, impugn if you don't own the game,
Brandon's space empire.
It's okay, even if you don't own the game, I would recommend if you have a PC that can run it, get it. It's fucking phenomenal. There's still bugs and glitches, but it's a completely different. There's actual stories and side quests and missions now.
It sounds like what you're saying is if you...
This is how the game should have been when it was
right,
released.
Right, if you were intrigued by No Man's Sky, I was.
Yes. It doesn't have... It still doesn't have everything that they wanted to do at the beginning. Like, you're not going to see planets rotating around the stars as much as, like, they wanted to. Uh-huh. But there are night and day mechanics and things like that. But yeah, it is a brand new game, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it until tomorrow. Then that'll change.
What happens tomorrow?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. There's this little game called Dragon Quest XI coming out tomorrow in America. And okay. It is a huge fucking deal for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you know, I saw DQ11 on the notes, and I was like, why is Brandon swimming a Dairy Queen all of a sudden?
I feel like I just ate at a fucking Dairy Queen.
I found one in Oviedo, which is like the only Dairy Queen I have seen in Florida.
Oh, well, I have some other Dairy Queens to show you, but enough about Dairy Queens.
Well, now,
it's the 11th anniversary of the Dairy Queen Oreo Brownie.
I know.
We can get a McFlurry Sunday. There, right?
Yeah.
Hot Eats, cool treats.
I know that you guys are not really Dragon Quest fans. It's fine. I am.
I played two or three, I don't remember which one.
It's a pretty big deal. You know that it's bigger than Final Fantasy in Japan. Yeah. It's a huge thing.
I've never taken the time to play one, but I respect it.
9 and 10 were awful handheld games, so I'm glad they stopped that and went back to the format of 8. So number 11 is a return to form, and I'm really looking forward to it. But here's something you didn't know about Dragon Quest. Or
is it on PC?
Yeah, I think, actually. But it's like PS4 and PC, that's it. Here's the thing that's really fucked up. Now, they've been doing this since Dragon Quest VII. The music is always really, really, really good. It's beautiful, orchestrated. It sounds like an original symphonic piece, like every time. In Japan, when the games get shipped to Western audiences, all the music is converted to MIDI format since Dragon Quest VII. And now, to be fair, in Dragon Quest VIII, the music is so good that even in MIDI format, sometimes I couldn't tell. It's really good. But the person who composes the music for all the Dragon Quest games, for some reason, his talent, his skill, it cannot be licensed outside of Japan. So they have to change all the music to a different format. So we will not be getting the orchestral version when I get it tomorrow. And a lot of people are complaining online. It's still going to be good, but that's a little weird and fucked up.
That is super weird. I would love to hear...
They've been doing it since they were orchestrated since
right.
7, though.
I mean, I would love to hear what kind of crazy legalities are prohibiting a Japanese artist from having their music...
It does happen quite a bit with anime. When they actually reproduce it or bring it to Western audiences, like, they'll change the opening or the music some of the soundtrack.
Sure, but, like, I mean, what kind of weird contracts are prohibiting an orchestral piece from... That doesn't make any sense.
There's a lot of complaints. Is it going to stop me from playing the game?
Fuck no, because you love the gameplay and you love slimes.
Well, the reason why Dragon Quest is better than Final Fantasy and everything, I know it's like a Japanese RPG and Western RPGs are really huge right now, but they're usually very challenging, very exploratory. They actually have the best voice acting out of any Japanese games that have English voice acting. Like, 8 is one of my favorite games, and it's all the British whatever voice acting they use is phenomenal.
So they don't use Johnny Young Bosch as well.
No, it's not shitty like anime voice acting. It's really, really, really good voice acting.
I'm really upset right now.
Yeah, no. I don't know about the new game. I just know 8 was really good. So I'm going to be disappearing for a while when this comes out tomorrow.
I think I'm going to buy it. I'm going to beat it so I can tell you about what happens.
I hope you do, because Dragon Quest games are really fucking hard. And they're not like games where when you just die in a battle, you just start like right outside and you still have all your shit. Like, you start from the last save point. If you did some major exploring and an enemy comes around the corner and kills you in one hit, I mean, that's it. And that happens in Dragon Quest, so. Yeah, I'm really excited. Yay!
Cool.
So, you won't be seeing me for a while starting tomorrow.
Well, you're also going to be in Scotland.
Damn it! I can't finish this game in 2 weeks and then leave it for 2 weeks. This game takes time. Fuck. I'll bring it with me to Scotland. How do you think I can use it as put it in my carry-on, my PS4?
You're going to have to take it out like a laptop every time you go through security.
Do the televisions work the same way over there?
No.
Do they use the prongs? Do they have the HDMI?
Yes.
Yes.
I just need a power converter.
I assume you already have converters for your appliances.
Oh, well, you can borrow one of mine. I just had to buy one.
We have a plug converter. Turns out most of the things we own already have a setting for like 220 or 240. Naturally, we checked.
Most things nowadays actually don't need conversion. Yeah.
Like my laptop is fully, it does both. It doesn't need to be converted.
Yeah.
You just need the adapter for the plug.
But we have a plug adapter.
Okay.
We don't have a power converter.
Yeah, you don't need that for a lot of things now.
And apparently a lot of Airbnbs and hotels in Scotland provide hair dryers now, not because they love hair dryers, but because so many tourists
set fires.
They are not really set to use the voltage, and they bring them in and think it's no big deal. And yeah, they set fires over there. And the circuit breakers work completely different over there. If one breaker like trips over there, it can shut down an entire hotel, and legally you cannot fix it. Even if it's just like a switch you flip, you have to call someone to come out and do it. Legally, you cannot fix it yourself. In Scotland, if a circuit breaker trips, you have to call someone. How fucked would it be if the circuit breaker, like, outside your house or garage, like, something trips, you just want to turn it back on, but it's illegal and you have to call someone?
Do they have some sort of a monitoring system in place?
I think they do, yeah. Because they have the electrical grid is monitored. I don't know to what degree. And I don't know why this exists.
Hey, so I have a little thing. So if any of you are from other countries and we've said anything grossly inaccurate, please do write in and we will issue a correction.
Like the food in Spain or the rain.
Or the rain, yeah. And hey, I should have done this much earlier in the show, but this program and all the programs in the Nerdy Show Network are entirely listener supported. We rely on your generous contributions to stay alive, to stay afloat, and to continue to produce this and other programs such as the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program or Ghostbusters Resurrection, which is not coming out presently, but is very much being recorded behind the scenes. And what you hear now is the unwrapping of...
Probably didn't hear it until you know. We do.
Trust me, they heard it. I'm monitoring the levels.
I don't know why you're eating this. There's no protein in it.
They're eating a pink log.
The fuck is this? It's
pink log.
Or did you bring this from Spain?
Yeah.
It looks like a pink turd.
España.
It's their version of some weird Kit Kat.
It's called Mini Barritas Rellenas.
Strawberry flavor. I think one of those words might mean strawberry, but I'm just guessing.
And it shoots a strawberry juice into your mouth.
I'm going to say there's 0%
reminds
actual.
Me of Captain Crunch, the flavor.
What?
Like crunch berries.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Well, we did it, guys. We had another successful food episode.
I like when the juice squirts in my mouth.
I bet you do. Hmm.
Anyhow.
This alpaca notebook is really comfortable. I'm going to
say
that.
I know.
It's your perfect companion. When I was traveling.
Huh.
I am way more popular on dating apps when I'm not here, when I'm not at home.
Wait, people that are in America are like,
yeah,
they're like, oh, swiping, but oh, you're out of town.
Yeah, exactly. That's like it. Exactly. Like, I get nothing when I'm, you know, home and I'm in Orlando. I go to New Jersey. I go to Maryland. I get like so many fucking hits. It's crazy. And then as soon as like, oh, yeah, I live in Orlando. Gone.
All right. I've got a trick for you. I've got a tip.
Don't tell them
I live
in Orlando.
No, I've got a tip for you. Here's what you do.
Just the tip.
I learned this a while ago. This is how you get hit on by lots of women. You put on a wedding ring and pretend you're married. Suddenly, everyone
hits
on
you.
That
only works in bars, Brandon.
So? You look like you go to bars. You got a beard. I'm just saying, for some reason, when you don't want it or when you're out of town, that's when the most shit happens, and it makes no sense. So I'm saying if you preempt that shit, you put a wedding ring on your finger... Suddenly you get hit on. But then at some point you have to explain, oh, I'm not really married. And, you know, they'll either stay or leave.
Well, here's what you do. You,
Yes, I want my relationship, you know, to be built on a lie. You know,
that's like all great relationships. Yes. You'll be like the rest
of us. You make a wedding ring out of hard candy. And whenever anybody's like, oh, you're married, huh? And you'd be like, no, this is...
this is a ring pop.
The thing. They don't ask if you're married. They just see it. They never mention it. And then... If it ever does come up, you'd be like, oh, shit, that was just on the wrong finger. Whoops.
This is my class rank.
Don't assume. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, no, this is a good idea. You should do this. It works. 90% of the time, it works every time. You're shaking your head, but, I mean, what do you got to lose? Put that finger on a ringer. I think I said that backwards. You can wear a cock ring, but they're not going to see that unless you're going to some weird ass bars or beaches.
You got to pay extra for that.
The list of shows we will not launch is a dating advice show hosted by Brandon.
It's not my. These things work. It's not my fault you don't try them. Shit. Dating advice by Brandon. That's a good show. I'll get all you fuckers dates and laid and shit. Or not. I don't care. It's not my life. People who run those shows are like, it's not my life, so I'll get out whatever shitty advice I want because I don't have to deal with the consequences. Until they do.
If you go to nerdyshow.com If you go to patreon.com/nerdyshow, you can support us at a variety of tiers with a variety of perks, and even just a dollar gets you loaded up with hot, juicy, steamy perks of all sorts and all kinds from all across the Nerdy Show Network, many, many of our programs. And we have some new folks who have recently joined up with us, and we wanted to most graciously thank you. Brandon, who you got?
Oh, shit. Kyle Patrick.
Kyle Patrick. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kyle. What did Kyle do? I was looking at this llama book. Sorry. It was smiling.
It's an alpaca.
Me. Yeah. How do you know it's an alpaca? It doesn't actually say.
Kyle supported us on Patreon, so we're giving him a shout out. Thank you, Kyle. Boar.
Thank you, Kyle. That was the best shout out I could have given.
Oh, shit. Jeffrey Lee.
Nice.
Thank you, Jeffrey Lee.
And I've got a second one. Should I go ahead and say that?
Yeah, go ahead and say that.
Because thank you for your support, Lizard Breath.
Yeah, someone named Lizard Breath joined up very briefly. What do you think? I mean, because like
started donating large quantities of money.
Literally donated and then unsubscribed.
See, what they did was they donated a large an entire crate of chocolate rabbits, and then they left. which I have been enjoying said chocolate rabbits. So thank you, Lizard Breath.
You were in Spain. How did you get them?
I've been enjoying them pre-Spain and then post-Spain.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to mention that you looked a bit jaundiced or a little green tint to you, but you look a little discolored.
I thought that was just the rabbits. Lighting.
Could be.
I think it's just the lighting. Let's go with that.
Huh. Well, Trench, who are you giving a shout out to?
Well, I have to say welcome back to Angus Young Zepeda.
Oh, yeah? Really? In and out?
Mm-hmm.
Were they gone for a while?
We don't typically do welcome back messages, but I guess I screwed the pooch on that one because... Well, welcome back, Angus. Thank you very much. Thank you very much to all the other folks who have to bounce and then come back that I haven't written down the name of for a shout-out for what would be a second shout-out or a third shout-out for that matter. We are, regardless, extremely grateful. Here's one from me. It's Megan Norell. Megan, thank you so much for joining up. Megan contributed a lot to us in the past and recent past in terms of one-time donations. And she wrote a D&D review on our Dungeons & Doritos Facebook page. She said, "Beyond my favorite thing on the interwebs ever. Laugh out loud, funny, hugely creative, and entertaining. These nerds do it upright. Favorite podcast of all time."
Woo! That's pretty high praise.
Pretty high praise.
I mean, and they're right. They're correct in everything they just said, but still.
Also, we must give some love to Kutsushita, who, on a monthly basis, donates a huge chunk of change our way. And a one-time donation from Landon Tomsa, who wrote a very kind letter that said, "Just wanted to contribute and say thanks again for the many years of awesome entertainment. I must say I really like the conceptual continuity running through your latest all caps releases. Reminds me of the two-parter Cap and Mark did, Mark with a C, on The Real Congregation. Your recollections with a childhood friend on air perfectly demonstrates the heart that Nerdy Show has, a heart I find sadly lacking in many of the podcasts these days. Please keep up the great work you and everyone are doing. I hope your work on Lightning Dogs is still progressing." Oh, it most definitely is. See our Patreon, the Lightning Dogs Patreon, for further evidence, or our Facebook page. "And your Star Wreck teaser left me wanting more. There is more coming next year. So sorry for the delay. Seriously so sorry. But Cthulhu first. This podcast network has been an anchor in the tumultuous sea of adulthood I'm quite sure everyone is trying to ply. Yours in nerdery, Landon. P.S. Adamantium Chef sounded like an awesome concept. Please do that thing."
I don't know about Adamantium Chef.
Well, you
this
do.
This sounds great.
You do. You were actually...
It was probably something you came up with.
Damn it.
You remember you and I filmed a thing that never...
I feel like I'm living produced. In like momentum. I just remember wake up and I don't know what's happening.
I don't remember if this is the last time we were on an episode or the one before that where Brandon starts bringing in knives.
Did I bring knives?
You brought knives from Cap's kitchen into the studio and we're just cutting shit.
I wasn't here for that one.
What the fuck was
that? That was the onions.
Oh, that
no,
was a while
it wasn't
ago.
The onions.
Oh.
Guys, I don't know anything about what I've done in my life. I'm just holding this notebook. Do you think I'd look really ridiculous if I went to
I didn't get a notebook.
I'm going to get you something from Scotland. It's going to be a sheep's stomach. Or something that has like a knife, like a Bowie knife. I figure you'd want one of those. I don't know what they have in Scotland that I can fit in my bag, but kilts. Guys, kilts. I can fit a ton of kilts in my bag. You're all getting one.
I'm not opposed to that.
What color you guys like? You know what? I'll surprise you.
Get me a purple kilt.
Purple. That's too goth. Kilt. I know too many people with purple kilts are not getting.
That's all I want.
You're getting a green one.
No. That's too normal.
Oh, yeah. Kilts are green. Okay.
Get him a bright yellow kilt.
My favorite color's green, though.
Did the construction workers over there wear the bright yellow?
Fluorescent yellow.
High-vis kilts.
Yeah. I mean, you have to,
reflective.
Right? Yeah. You don't want to get hit.
Yeah, with the reflective white surfaces in the patterns, the plaid.
Yeah, and the little pouch in the front. You got to guard your junk.
Yeah, that has like the little like road sign like discs, the reflective discs on the front of it. Yeah, definitely. That's for sure a thing. I also want to say that, hey, you've heard us talk in the past about Sugar Rush marshmallows and their incredible, like, extravagance and experimentation and all the weird marshmallows they make. Well, they do now sell them by mail at long last.
So you can buy them in another state, is what you're telling
yes.
me. Yes. But can you buy the ice cream ones online?
No, you cannot.
That they
roast. You
got to
come to Orlando for that.
Damn.
But do head to the Sugar Rush Marshmallows website. And also, Jeffrey McSorley has a reoccurring message, which someone.
Take it away, anyone but me.
I don't know. Brandon is really good at remembering.
Fine. Okay, I'm not remembering it, and I feel like I'm not doing him justice. I feel like you should give me the script.
I feel like it's been so long that yours is going to be the best, Brandon.
Okay. This is what he writes to the letter. He says, and I quote, or quoth, tired of all those old nerdy shirts that are worn out or maybe got holes in them and you don't like them anymore? Fucking get rid of them. There's garbage fire besides your life, probably outside. Throw the shirts into them. Burn them. Because you can buy brand new shirts online. Like Pikathor. Pikathor. And they'll ship them to your house and you support Nerdy Show. They're great shirts and they're high qualities, they tell me. Is that it? Is that about the gist
of it? Where you get
made
them?
In sweatshops.
Oh, you get them on nerdyshow.com/...
Sweatshop.
sweatshops/Amazon/lizardmen.ru and that's about it. No, what's the actual link?
It's nerdyshow.com/store,
or you could just go to nerdyshow.com, find the store link, really
in the upper right,
you know how
corner.
To use the internet, come on, we don't have to tell you every link. Anyway, that's literally what he said.
That's what's up. Yes.
Even the last part.
Or
I just
here's
said.
A QR code you can scan.
So just put your phone up against your phone.
Here, no,
can you see it? Can you see this QR code?
Close your eyes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to describe the QR code for you. Write it down.
Okay.
All right. Top left of the QR code, we begin. 1 pixel, empty space. 1 pixel, another pixel, another pixel.
This
empty
is the
space.
Worst guided meditation I have ever.
I'm
endured.
Describing the QR code. I'm only on the first line out of 50.
Which one is black and which one is white? I feel like it might have been inverted
well,
the way you were describing it.
No, the black is the pixel. Anyway, there's the reoccurring
nothingness, sudden blackness.
I wish I still had water to slurp.
Darkness, darkness, hope, darkness, darkness, fleeting.
Are we going left to right or right to left?
Japanese, up to down. Left to right, up and up to down. Sorry, I'll start over. This is going to be rhombus now.
No. All right, one last thing before we say sayonara. Palette Swap Ninja, who owned last year's top 20 nerdy things with their record Princess Leia's Stolen Death Star Plans, a full-length parody of both Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band and Star Wars A New Hope, they have the unique and exciting opportunity of performing that album in its entirety and its complexity live Saturday, October 20th at Hertz Hall on the UC Berkeley campus with a symphony.
Where is that?
That
what
is
state?
In California.
I'm not going to California. If I had the money, I'd go to California right now.
Now, they released the record for free last year, as it is a parody of two very copywritten things. Granted, a parody, they probably could have gotten away with it, but it's free. It's free. It's free. So they're in full fundraising mode, and they do have a crowdfunding project that they're running presently to make that happen.
What's the date again?
It's October 20th.
Okay. So if you're in California, somewhere in California, October 20th, check them out.
Correction, they are... they're selling, like, these are tickets with a limited amount of premium seating, some VIP stuff, including a t-shirt designed by Nerdy Show's own Tony Baldini. So if you want a special limited edition Star Wars / Beatles mashup t-shirt of some kind, I haven't seen the design, I don't know what Tony's working on, then you will definitely want to, hey, even invest in this money to support this project and get the shirt, regardless of whether you can be there or not. Maybe do that. Palette Swap Ninja are awesome. The record is awesome. I would love to be able to come out for this, but it is on the other side of the country. But dang, if you're in California, definitely hit it up.
And you can listen to their music beforehand. Like you said, it's free.
So. Yeah, PaletteSwapNinja.com. You can download the whole record, or you could watch the whole record synced up to Star Wars clips to tell you the tale of how Princess Leia stole some Death Star plans. You know the story, but have you ever heard it with Beatles music parodied? Maybe not. So with that, unless we have anything else.
I need ideas for what I should do for my birthday.
Oh, you do. How old are you turning?
I'll be 30.
Little boy, 30 years old.
A lady never tells.
Well, I guess it's a good thing I'm not a lady.
I posted a ton of suggestions. You haven't responded.
Well, yeah. It was like axe-fapping or something like that.
I also put a ton of suggestions.
Yours was just reorganized versions of Brandon's suggestions.
Well, he reorganized one of my suggestions, I reorganized all the rest of them.
He said turd burgling, and I said bird turgling. How was that any reordering at all? Those are two completely different things.
I did see your suggestions, Brandon, and I thought they were pretty good. You want to share them with everyone on Nerdy Show?
No, because I don't remember them.
Let me look them up for you.
They were normal suggestions. They were just normal things that I would do. Like paintball is one. I figured you'd be into paintball. There's horseback riding. We could do horseback riding with paintball guns. Oh, a list has been handed to me. Paintball, slumber party. I'm down for a paintball horseback riding slumber party.
Oh, you should paintball on horses.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Like Planet of the Apes.
We rent the horses, and by the time we have the paintball guns and are fully loaded, you think they're going to stop us? How can they stop us? And plus, horses are used to getting painted on, so I figure they won't mind getting shot.
Right. Painted ponies are a thing. So
I put fancy dinner, like real fancy. I put like 17 L's in that reel.
That's the realest reel.
And since it's your birthday, I figure you shouldn't pay for that. Like if we all chip in,
we can go to Dovecoat. Nice.
Yeah. I mean, Dovecoat's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Someone said, ooh, yeah, axe throwing. I don't know where we could do that anywhere. Just buy some axes. Rebirthing ceremony.
Yeah, rebirthing ceremony. Have you ever done one of those, Brandon?
I've seen one. I think we need a slide filled with liquid or lubricant and a giant vagina, and we slide through it.
I mean, I've heard very good things about that. Matt, if you want that, we can make it happen. Guaranteed.
Boar suggested an axe ceremony. I don't know what that is, but it's like a combination, I'm assuming, of axe throwing and rebirthing.
It's a remix of some of the previous ideas.
Thank you.
I've remixed the ideas.
Slumber riding. Horseback party. Paint dinner. You know what? Paint dinner sounds oddly like something that you would actually do.
It's like in Hook.
Oh, yeah. Bangarang.
You paint your plates and then you eat dinner off
that's,
of them.
That's the most affordable one where we just eat invisible food.
You skipped over
starving.
Fancy ball and rebirth throwing.
Oh, I didn't see rebirth throwing. I don't even know what
it's right before throwing. Axe ceremony.
Well, we can combine all these for a fun-filled day of events if you want.
Yeah, I mean, what do you, Matt Trench? What do you want? What does your heart tell you?
If I can't find an axe for the ceremony, can we use a hatchet? Would that work?
Well,
is that close enough?
I've got three axes in my trunk right now.
Look, we don't want Trench's birthday to be a hatchet job. That's not acceptable.
All right, but let me axe Brandon about his collection.
Yeah, I've got some battle axes. I've got
one.
I've got no. There's no.
Hey-o, zing!
These are the jokes.
I wasn't trying for that to be a joke. I was just saying I've got some.
Keep it right next to my ball and chain.
Matrimony.
Hey. Hey-o.
Trent, you want to get it? Let's get out of here. We're leaving now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Nerdy Show. We will see you next time. If you have any opinions on what Trent should do for his birthday, do send them in to trench@nerdyshow.com.
I'm wondering what kind of unsolicited items I'm going to get now.
Vibrator.
I've got something you can
vibrator
do.
Party.
Lots of dick pics.
Please send your dick pics.
Please don't.
Send
your photos of Richard Attenborough to trench@nerdyshow.com.
Well, if you got written Attenborough's dick pics, send those too. All right.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.